I always think it's nervy to use a word like depletion. It's a word hopelessly connected with Texas and oil and taxes. And yet I think part of one's business as a writer is to keep rescuing perfectly good words from special connections of that sort. A few years ago, I defied the New Yorker. They didn't like my using the word irradiated in conjunction with a story about the Virgin Mary. They thought it was undignified because the supermarkets, they said, were full of irradiated dog food, etc. And I said to them what I just said to you, that we have to keep rescuing these words, and publishers have to help. And they were very ashamed and published the poem. Let's see. Here's a translation from Voltaire, who is commonly thought of as emotionally a bit thin. And I think this poem by itself suffices to disprove that. It's a very nervy poem, a very brave poem, written to Voltaire's longtime friend, Madame du Châtelet. And it's brave because he's saying something in the poem, and saying it gracefully too, which puts him in danger of being ridiculous. The poem amounts to a statement to Madame du Châtelet that he's no longer capable of passionate love, that the time has come for him to embark on the age of friendship. If you would have my heart love on, grant me such years as suit the lover, and teach my twilight to recover, if but it could, the flush of dawn. Time takes my elbow now, in sign that I must bow and turn away from gardens where the god of wine divides with love his pleasant sway. Let us from rigorous time obtain what timely blessings may assuage. Whoever will not be his age knows nothing of his age but pain. Leave then to sweet and giddy youth those ecstasies which youth can give. 2 moments only do we live. Let there be one for sober truth. What? Will you leave me thus forlorn? O tenderness, illusion, folly, heavenly gifts whereby I've borne life's bitterness and melancholy. 2 deaths we suffer. To forego loving and being loved in turn is deathly pain, as now I learn. Ceasing to live is no such woe. Thus did I mourn the loss of all those years when I was young and mad, my slow heart sighing to recall the furious beat which once it had. Friendship, descending from above, came then in mercy to my aid. She was as kind, perhaps, as love, but not so ardent and more staid. Touched by her charms, so fresh they were, and by her radiance calm and clear, I followed her, yet shed a tear that I could follow none but her. Some of you may know a very interesting rendition of that poem by Ezra Pound. He did it into a kind of imagist prose, as if to show that Voltaire, had he lived in the right period, could have written this imagistically. My effort is much more literal rendering, but do look at Pound's. It's full of life, and the transformation he insists on is fascinating to observe. For example, capitalized love, meaning the god of love, as one might see him on a statue in a garden, becomes lovers lying on the grass. And as for the god of wine, who would also be a little bit of garden statuary, that turns into actual grapes in his version.